shit tidied up. She gon' take care of her bitch. She truckin'. She a woman with a wig. She truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids. She truckin'. Yeah. She a boss. She do with bitch. She truckin'. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the She Truckin' Podcast. This is another live video that we have today. I have Miss Casey from the Compass Circle on today. She's an amazing, empowered woman, and I'm so honored to have her on. Please share out this video. Share it out. Tell somebody about it, because this is the empowerment that y'all have been waiting for, okay? So somebody please share. I'm going to look into the comments, and please comment and say share. Please share this video out. This is a video that we need everybody to be watching, okay? All right. So we're going to get right started, okay? I am Sheree Moore. I am your host, the founder of She Trucking. And if you don't know what she stands for, it stands for Sisterhood, Helping, Empowerment, and Trucking. And today I have on the Casey from the Compass Circle. Hello, Miss Casey.
Hey, Sheree. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Hey, any better? I couldn't stand it.
Thank you for coming on today. I would love for you to introduce yourself, let everyone know who you are and the name of your company.
Well, I'm Casey Cooper. My company is The Compass Circle. I started in trucking about 13 years ago, and I have been able to scale my company up to doing government contracts, doing global contracts, doing private contracts. And also more recently, last year, I was awarded a $5.5 million transportation contract. So I teach woman-owned and minority businesses how to get government contracts and how to scale their businesses up. So I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to have you. Share this video out. Hello, Miss Katie. Share this video out. And so I want to start off by asking, how did you get into the transportation industry?
Oh, wow. Okay, so 13 years ago, I was engaged. And, you know, I was like about to have a baby. And I was like, okay, I'm about to be married. I'm about to have a baby. We need to start building, you know, wealth for our own family. So what can we do together as husband and wife or fiance and fiance to build wealth for our family? I got the crazy notion, Sheree, to just out of nowhere, I'm gonna get a dump truck. And literally about 2 days later, my mom came home from work and she was bragging about this girl that she works with named Tiffany. And she's like, Tiffany's getting a dump truck. And I was like, okay, well, Tiffany can do it. I can do it too. And so that just kind of like fueled my fire, because I didn't like my mom trying to like, you know, I'm the oldest. So don't try to come home and, you know, put somebody above me. So I was like, I'm gonna do this trucking thing. And it just took on a life of its own. And that was 13 years ago.
Wow, that is amazing. That's amazing. Wow, 13 years in this industry. Started out with dump trucks. Did you drive at all, or did you just?
I did. I didn't start off saying, hey, I'm going to drive. I had enough sense to know, like, if we go buy this truck, somebody at least needs to know how to, you know, operate it. So I started out with just a permit, because again, I hired a guy when I first got it, and I was thinking like everybody else, it's going to go my way. Nothing's going to happen. This guy's going to drive and it's going to be amazing. I'm not going to have to work. And totally on the contrary, that is not what happened. I think I was in the middle of having lunch with somebody, another trucking owner. This guy had like 10 dump trucks and he was from Turkey. So I was trying to get him to, you know, give me some jewels and, you know, show me around, show me the ropes. In the middle of lunch, my driver calls me and my driver's like, I'm quitting. Your truck is 30 miles from the yard and I'm done and it's over. And so I was so upset about the fact that if you quit, fine, but at least take my truck back to, you know, where it belongs. So I had the permit at that point. I literally went to like a shop where I knew some guys were and they used to hang out and fix stuff in my little heels and my little jeans. And I was like, can one of y'all please show me how to drive? Sheree, they laughed me off that lot. And they were like, drive? You can't drive. Da, da, da. I left. I found somebody else. And About a week later, I was on the road driving. So literally, I got it out of the mud. I drove for about 4.5 years off and on. Until I really like scaled my business up, and then I didn't have to drive anymore, thank God. But yeah, I drove off and on.
You know what? I appreciate that, because so many people get into this business, they don't have any experience, any type of trucking knowledge at all. So I definitely respect you for that. That's why I want to definitely bring you on the show as well, because your story is so inspiring. And I'm just so happy to have you. If you're listening, this is the Comfort Circle, Miss Casey. So definitely share this video out. Share it out. Want to see these numbers get up, because we have a very important and special person. And we have some information to give you all as well. Because you have a master class coming up, so we're going to get into that. I'm going to go to your website and bring it up as well. But before we get into that, I do have another question for you. Have you already said what made you quit trucking?
I mean, kind of really, like, I just really came up with like this crazy notion, because I really was like, okay, I have this, I'm about to be married, you know, my husband had a little change, and I was like, okay, what can we do to like build wealth for our family? And, you know, my mom, just like I was saying earlier, she just kind of like tipped me over the point when she kept coming home talking about Tiffany. It kind of grinded my gears. So I had to show her, like, you know, forget Tiffany. Like, I could do this too. So that kind of just set me on the path. So yeah, we covered it a little bit.
Okay. So yeah, and you did it. You accomplished it, and you blew it out the water.
I did. I didn't know then I was blowing it out of the water, but ultimately, I ended up blowing out of the water. I did.
Absolutely. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What are some of the mistakes that you made when you first got started in this industry?
Mistakes. I think I was, first of all, my first mistake was I bought an $80,000 piece of crap. My first truck literally was $80,000. The note, now this is back in 2006, so y'all gotta like go with me here. The note was about $2,200 a month. So that was the absolute mistake. Secondly, I took somebody to pick out that truck who wasn't a mechanic. It's a lot of drivers, you know, people think because they've been driving for 20 years or 15 years or whatever, that makes you a mechanic. That don't make you a mechanic. Like, just because you drive, that makes you a driver. Being a mechanic makes you a mechanic. So I did not take a mechanic to go actually, you know, look out, you know, check out the truck and all that kind of stuff. That was my first mistake among many. I mean, over 13 years, I'm sure I made a multitude of mistakes. But to be honest, if I could have went back and done it over again, I think knowing what I know now, I would have attacked it in a different way. Now I do trucking jobs and I hire out the companies that do the work for me, instead of me trying to have, you know, 5-6 trucks, truck notes, insurance, gas, repairs, paying drivers. That's a lot on one person. So if I could go back and do it all over again, knowing what I know now, I just would have did it how I do it now. And or I would have just started off driving. Back then, I didn't have any kids. I was about to be married, but I mean, I didn't have like small children running around. So I would have made my little $3,500 a week. I would have pocketed my money, and then I would have scaled up. And that's basically it, you know, for the most part. Like, I would have tried to do it on my own instead of hiring people, because hiring people is hard, you know, managing people is hard. Or either I just would have did it the contractual way from the beginning.
Right. So let's go into government contracting. Well, first, I don't know how you want to do this. If you want to talk, what is government contracting? Let's start there.
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking me that. Okay, so for anybody listening, when I say I'm a federal contractor, I'm a government contractor, it just means I have a business, I have a service or good that I provide, and I sell that to the government. That's all that means. So you could be in transportation, you could be in real estate, you could be in plumbing, HVAC, framing, you could be in fitness, you could be a barber, you could be offering food service. Anything that you do, the government has about $5 trillion annually that they have to, you know, staff. Amongst goods and services, every federal building in the world, I'm talking about the cemeteries, the museums, the bases, the exchanges, the Pentagon, the Mint, all these buildings have to be maintained. They all need supplies. They have to have the grass cut. They have to have the windows washed. They need all this maintenance. So for anybody who's in landscaping, it's a great way to scale your company up. In any industry, really, it's oftentimes we get into business and we go out and we purchase a truck or we get a barber shop or we get a salon. And then we are on a wing and a prayer as to how we're going to pay for this stuff because we don't have any customers. But on the contrary, in doing business with the government lays out who, what, when, where, why, and how from the beginning. So as a contractor, you have two ways you can staff the job. You can staff the job yourself, meaning you can hire your own internal people to go carry out the work. Or how I like to work, I hire subs. I like to sub out a large portion of my work. And that means I'll go hire a company who's bigger, better, more, you know, been doing it longer, have the manpower. And I will just, you know, oversee them, making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do on the project. So in that regard, I don't have all the overhead of all the trucks, the trailers and what have you, the equipment that's needed. I don't have the day-to-day worryation of trying to, you know, oh God, somebody didn't come to work today. I'm literally hiring a company who's bigger and better and badder than me, that's been doing it probably longer, that's got 20, 30, 40 employees. So if somebody doesn't come to work, he's got to deal with it. And he's got other staff that are going to cover the position also. So I'm able to go off and do that again in another city or another state, or spend my time like I do now teaching people how to get in a position like me. So it's really a really great way to make your money with, you know, little overhead. And also, once you have that contract in place, you are able to chart your projections. Most of these contracts are 1 year with a 4-year option. So for 5 years, you're able to see, okay, this is how much I'm making. This is what my sub is charging me. This is my profit. This is my escalation for year one, my escalation for year two, and so on and so forth. So now let's just talk about my one contract, $5.5 million. Okay, I have some other contracts also. So I have roughly been awarded almost $6 million in contracts in the last 2 years. That's how you chart your growth. That's how you, you know, measure where you are and where you're going to be in 5 years. So it's just a great way to really scale up, especially for us women who are minorities, woman-owned small business, WOSB, or EDWOSB, which is economically disadvantaged woman-owned small business. It's 2020. There's almost $7 trillion right now up for grabs. This is a, go Google it. In 2018, Trump took some money. He allocated it to funding, you know, this war talk going on. And then there's $4.7 trillion almost annually anyway spent on, you know, defense contracting. So it's a wonderful way. My first two contracts were for snow removal. I came in doing transportation. That's how I got to this party. But when I got here, the government literally called me up and said, hey, do you do snow removal? And I was like, yep, sure do. And, you know, 2 months later, I had $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 sitting in my account. So it's a great way to scale up and save, you know, your mind, your peace of mind, because a lot of times we're going crazy trying to keep these companies afloat, you know, and it's a great way to enjoy, you know, your life. I have children that I homeschool, you know, I do a lot of traveling. I do a lot of classes. So it's a great way to still maintain your day-to-day things you like to do, make your money, and then also use perceived disadvantages. This brown skin is a perceived disadvantage, but I take it and I win with it every day.
I love it. I absolutely love it. That is just an awesome story. Like, I love it. So, okay. How, if someone wants to, let's talk about your master plan. Okay, let's just jump right in it. You know, I was going to ask you a question around it, but I really want people to get this information. I know people don't always stay on the line to the end. So let's just jump into it now. And thank you all for tuning in. Please share this video out. Hey, Tiffany. Hey, Ms. B. Hey, Wanda. Share this video out. Share it to all the trucking groups. Share it to your personal page and everything. Okay? So let's definitely share this video out. If someone is interested in getting into getting a contract and coming and working with you, how do they do that? I'm going to pull up your website actually on this live. I'm going to pull up your website, and if you'll just go into explaining.
So pretty much government contracting is available to anybody. There's no stipulation on, you know, how long you have to be in business to just register with the government. So literally, if you had a business for a month, if you had a business for a year, if you had a business for, you know, you can 86 except out of that, it'll go to the homepage. If you had a business for any amount of time, all you have to do is register with them. It's like 4 or 5 easy, simple steps that you need to do to register with them. Again, there's no time requirement, you know, required on doing business with them. Literally, I think it was in August I registered, and I was so intimidated because I wasn't, you know, I didn't know the lingo. I didn't know any of the acronyms. I didn't know the abbreviations. I didn't know the government's language. And so I was very, you know, intimidated to start doing business with them. But literally 2 months later, through these certifications, these contracts, like $130,000 a piece for 5 months worth of work, landed in my lap. So that was the best 5 months of my life. I mean, literally, I was making money in by the bucket fulls, and I did not even have to leave my house for it. So it's not a long process. It takes literally about 10 days. And again, a lot of, you know, people ask me, well, you know, what's the requirement? The requirement is you have to have your EIN number, of course, your LLC or your S Corp, your DUNS number, your CAGE code. Once you register in the system and you have all of those things, congratulations, you're now a federal contractor. And, you know, I can help you guys either walk through, I have a mentorship program called the Blueprint, where I walk you through, you know, how to set that up A to Z. We do personal coaching with proposals, how to break them down, how to read them, how to respond to them. Also certifications. We help you with certifications from the smallest to the small to the largest ones. So that's the website you had up. It's www.thecompasscircle.com. I make myself available. And you guys have to initially, when you come in, schedule a consultation. There's no one size fits all answer for anybody. So I have to talk to you and see where you are personally to assess where you are in your journey. Again, you could be just starting or you could be 10 years in. It just depends on where you are. So set up your consultation. I'll be more than happy to help you guys get in position and get this money for 2020.
And how do they set up a consultation?
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
How do people set up a consultation?
Oh, the consultations are very easy. So my main, but my largest audience right now is on Instagram. So if you go to, you can either set it up on the website, which you have up. If you click on the book online tab, it takes you right to how to book me. Or if you're on Instagram, you can just literally DM me and we can schedule it there also. So either way is fine. I make it simple and easy to get in contact with me. I do consultations about 7 days a week. There's the pricing, there's how you book, and that's mainly it.
Excellent. Let's talk about this Atlanta master plan.
Yes.
So what's going on in the ATL with this Atlanta Masterclass?
Okay, so first of all, I'm so excited. Like, I have to say, shout out to Scott Tewalt Media, is my publicist company. And then also at Truck and Hustle, Ramel Watley, he's going to be my special guest and hosting the event also with me. The class is going to be in Atlanta, like she said, on January the 25th. It's going to be from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be at a location. I don't give the location out because, you know, just the internet is a very weird place. I mean, people lurking around that's not coming. So for security purposes, we don't put the information out unless you're buying a ticket. But it's a masterclass for trucking and contracting. So my background is in trucking. That's how I discovered contracting. But again, if you guys do fitness, food, barbershops, HR, IT, medical, any kind of, you know, any of those industries, and there's quite a few others I haven't named, teaching, training, I mean, anything. The government buys any and everything. So you want to really, you know, get involved so that you can learn how to get this money. So the class is going to be, I have a lot of truckers who reach out to me or people who want to be in trucking or if you do anything else. So I got here by trucking and that's my story. I know a lot about trucking. You name it, I've done it or seen it happen. I've had people die on the road. I'm talking about people going to jail, freight stolen. I mean, all kind of stuff happened on the road. So I really have seen the worst and I've survived it. So I'm going to be able to share some tools from my trucking background, as well as if you're a woman-owned business or minority-owned company, and you, even if you don't have a company, if you're interested and you want to cut to the chase to get to the real bag. It took me 13 years to get to this point. It took me almost 3 years to get my pipeline to be as significant as it is now. But for the 10 years prior, I was working hard like a dog, you know, night and day out there with those trucks, you know, going hard, driving on the side of the road, breaking down. I mean, all kind of stuff was going right and left. And the most I was able to make with that was $500,000. But with that $500,000, it came hard. My, you know, almost $6 million I've been awarded in contracts it doesn't come really all that difficult. I would much rather have it the way it is now than it was then. So the class is going to be all about all of that. I mean, on the trucking side, I'm going to be teaching you guys how to go overseas and get global freight. Economy and commerce is not just a nationwide thing. We are all spending money with each other. Countries and nations are spending money with each other. So this is a very big global thing. Also ports, you know, you guys are should be able to go to a port, especially if you live in a town that has a port. Like I live here in Virginia. I have a very good relationship with the Port of Virginia, an outstanding relationship. So that's a direct way that I'm open to global freight also. Trailers, I talk about this all the time. Most people are so stuck on, I'm going to get a truck. But it's not really the truck you get that determines what you make. It's that trailer you hook it to. It's the commodity that you're going to be hauling. So we go over that. We piloting your own loads, over-dimensional loads. I have really scaled this up to a level where most people won't even dream to do. I mean, my loads were paying almost $6,000 a load and they were only going 80 miles. So I was really making money. Like I was grossing over six figures a month with my trucks after I paid all my expenses. So I've seen this thing on both ends of the spectrum. So the class really is for anyone who, again, is in business, minority or woman-owned, who wants to really, you know, bypass all the muck. You can spend 10 years just trying to figure out what I'm telling you tonight. Don't do that. Don't be me when you can go farther and faster than me. That's why I make myself available. That's why I do coaching. That's why I've implemented all these programs. And that's why I spend my time and money flying around the country teaching people what I know, because you won't get this on the news. Nobody that looks like me is talking to you about their million-dollar pipeline. It's just not, you know, it's not what people are doing. So I want you guys to take advantage of the information. I really wish that back then I had somebody to share this information with me. I mean, really. There's so many people who their lives depend on them making money. I have children to feed, just like I got kids to feed. It's a very real thing. So if you're out there hauling containers, you know, and it's just, you know, kind of mundane, and then you have a blowout and then you're in the negative, that's not where you want to be. You want to be on the road and your freight paying well enough that if something happens on the road within reason, you're still making a profit, you know, that it's worth it. So, I mean, it's there. The information is there. We're going to cover a multitude of things from A to Z, contracting included, again, in any facet, in any industry. It's not just trucking. But there's going to be a heavy concentration on trucking because that's my background.
I love it. I love it. So y'all sign up for the class. The link is right there. I just went to the website. I told y'all book now. The class is almost full. So definitely go ahead and book. Listen, it's January the 25th. Okay. January the 25th is the day of the class. It's a 4-hour class from 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm. And listen, you guys, we are almost sold out. Like,
yeah,
I think the room only holds 50 people. I'm at 47 people. However, I'm getting a bigger room because I'm not gonna just not let people in. So we're getting a bigger room. I don't even know. Right now we have about, today's the 14th. So we have what, roughly almost 2 weeks to go. So in 2 weeks, you know, I don't know how many more people are going to join, but I'm going to make sure that, you know, we have enough capacity to take everybody. But I really want you guys to take advantage of it because you're not going to hear this information anywhere else. You're just not. Like, nobody's done it. And if they have, they're not telling you about it. So I have a nice mix of the contracting background, you know, with the ports, the global freight, even the over-dimensional freight. I mean, this will really level you up and change your life, like, for real. So I want you guys to get the information. It's in Atlanta. You know, everybody loves Atlanta. Atlanta's a hub for, you know, small business, minority business. So it's important that you guys, you know, get the information and use it. 2020 is going to be a huge year. There's a lot of money right now allocated.
Absolutely. I want to get to some of these questions. If y'all have questions, definitely post it. I'm going to try to take up an hour with her, another answer, just another 30 minutes, and then our hour will complete. But so definitely post the questions. One of the ladies asked, Ms. Bryant, thank you for tuning in. She said, what do you think a concrete trucking business is? Is that a good business to start?
She said, what do you think a good concrete trucking business is?
A concrete trucking business. I think like concrete.
Concrete. It depends. One thing about it is if you stick to transportation by itself, it's not a natural resource, but it's right next to a natural resource. You can't move natural resources. You can't move anything without transportation. So you really can't go wrong in transportation, period. Another thing I like to get close to is construction. Whenever you have cities and developments and commerce, you're going to be building. People are going to be building municipal centers, jails, bridges, highways, tunnels. You know, that's where the money's coming from. You know, the government is giving us this money to build infrastructure, roads, bridges, and tunnels to bridge the gap. So when you can kind of align yourself next to stuff like that, you're never going to go out of business. You just got to kind of like know where to look, and you got to know what you're looking for. A lot of us just come up with stuff because we are hearing people just say, oh, I'm going to get an LLC. Oh, I'm going to get a truck. But we're not really focusing and honing in on, okay, where is the money in this industry at? You can't get any larger. The U.S. government is the largest customer in the world. You cannot get any larger than that. So just in theory, if you, you know, you hang out with people that have money, you're going to have money too. If you're, you know, if the crumbs that are falling are full meals, you're going to be fed. So concrete, whether it's concrete or I would say kind of like any transportation industry, you can't really like go wrong with that. You just have to know where to look.
Okay. And Wanda says, and thank you for tuning in. She says, what about rail certification?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, there's certifications for everything. You know, again, rail is a way you can do transportation, barge, air, of course. All of it's there. The way I work is, again, contracting is not just about you doing it. It's about you facilitating it getting done. You doing it doesn't mean you have to do it yourself. You can get it done. So rail is a great way. I mean, I've done rail jobs. They pay very well. Certifications for that, even regular job as employees, the rail system pays very well. I mean, that's been the case. So I don't think she can go wrong with that either.
Excellent. Thank you all for tuning in. If you just now tuning in, I have Miss Casey, the Compass Circle on. Thank you for coming on today. We got Renee White says, if I can't make the summit, can we still reach? Are there other options to be able to obtain this information?
So yes, we do a live taping of the class also. It's going to be regular ticket price. It's the same information, and you'll get to stay at home in your robe while, you know, we're all in a class. But it's a live taping option also. So if you guys can't make it, that's fine too. Again, I do make myself available for consultations just about every day. I have a mentorship program. I do personal coaching. I do classes. So I make myself available if anybody really wants the information.
What advice do you have for a driver that's just getting into this industry? That I'm going to throw this other comment up as well. But what advice do you have for drivers who get into the industry? They on the fence. They don't know if they want to own. Like, how much money should they? Like, what are the steps that they should take to become an owner, to be able to get in position, to attain this contract? Like, what advice would you give drivers who want to elevate?
I would say just do your research. I mean, I'm a great, you know, candidate and a poster child for what I talk about. I'm not giving you guys what I read in a book. I'm giving you guys what I live every day, good, bad, and ugly. So I would say, let's not work harder in 2020. Let's work smarter. You know, these certifications are a very real thing. The government has to give this money to us as small businesses. Small businesses make the world go around. That's just a fact. So, I mean, they have to spend this money with us to keep commerce turning. So why would you go out here and just drive, you know, and just get freight off of a load board when you can really scale all the way up and use these certifications to put you in a position where you can actually get a government contract or a public or private contract? It, to me, it's almost like people don't see themselves as, you know, the great things about them. A lot of times we are walking around with our head down because we're like, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. You got to present yourself in a way where that, yes, what do you need? Okay, I can get it done. That's right. Yes, I can get it done. When I got my first call for snow removal, I didn't do snow removal, but I knew I could get it done, you know? So I put my best foot forward. Again, presentation is everything. You guys need to be getting capability statements and websites. We also help you with those too, let me just say. I cannot tell you how many times I talk to drivers or whoever else that's in business, and you've been in business for 2-3 years and you don't even have a website. It's 2020. How are you doing business without a website? This is global business. This is the age of the internet.
How
people
the hell
should be
are
buying
you
yourself.
Now
people place. Should be knowing about you. I mean, I don't understand why we not, you know, it's almost like we want to work hard. So again, you have to use the things that are there for you to use to be successful. You can't sit behind a truck steering wheel all day and think that it's going to fall in your lap. So I would say presentation, I would say certifications, and I would say just put your best foot forward. Whatever you want is out here for the taking if you want it bad enough. You got people that talk it and you got people that want it. So there's a difference. And I just would say, you know, it's all about the presentation. Again, the days of the business card, like I'm going to just slide you my business card, is not really going to like get it popping. When you are out here doing, you know, multi-million dollar business, people want to know, boom, 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 boom. What certifications? What contracts have you had? You know, what is, and they want it right then and there in a short story, you know, in a short version. So these capability statements are paramount. You can't even bid on a federal contract without a capability statement. A lot of you guys have past performance. You just don't know you have it. So I would say set up your consultations. Let us polish you up. Get your, you know, marketing together. Get your capability statement together and your website together. We have a suite that we offer that we will do that for you guys. So I would say get that, you know, get that together. Your presentation is everything. It precedes you. It speaks for you. It can go places you can't even get. You know, you can shoot out an email to Indonesia, but you might can't get there, you know, tomorrow or tonight. So I would say definitely the presentation, definitely capability statement and the website are must-haves.
Definitely. And let her know that you heard it from the She Trucking Podcast. Definitely let her know. And I want to encourage you all to get prepared. Not prepared, but get your shit together, seriously, for 2020. Okay? So I'm bringing the plug on, okay? So this is the conference. The conference circle. I mean, if you don't believe it, you can replay this video, hear her story. I wanted to bring her on the live and just audio so you can see that she is a real person and she's trying to help so many people accomplish their goals. So, I mean, I don't know how to make it any plainer than that. I mean, I don't know. Y'all better book this, okay? Y'all better book the masterclass. Y'all need to be setting up. If you're talking about a 2022 vision, they don't get any clear than this.
I'm telling you. I mean,
it's so much left on the table.
It is, and we don't show up to get it. Like, it's crazy. When we don't show up to get it, it goes back the other way. So you can't complain if you're not, you know, taking advantage of it. I talk to people all the time. I'm like, well, have you done this? Have you done that? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, you can't really complain. You haven't taken any steps to do anything. It's not going to fall in your lap. You have to do something, you know. This is the most surefire way I know to teach anybody in business how to become a real-life millionaire. I became a real life millionaire in the blink of an eye off of one contract, literally. My other contracts, I don't have to leave my house to make the money. So it's just like, I've been able to do something in 2 years that I couldn't do in 13 years. I had 5 trucks, 5 specialty trailers, you know, drivers. I mean, I had it all going, a yard, everything. But I was working too hard and I wasn't working smart. And now that I was able to get rid of all of my equipment, I have no equipment. I have very little overhead. And all I do is oversee projects that I'm able to get because of my certifications. And I'm able to then put another company to work so that my days are spent doing what I want to do, whether that's teaching or whether that's traveling or whether that's doing whatever or putting my time into going to find other contracts. I'm able to do that. So it's a much easier way to scale up, get your money, and have peace of mind.
And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for reaching back and grabbing us to be able to help us, you know, reach our goals and succeed. Because for me, being a driver of 6 years, I mean, 6 years ago, I didn't even see any women that even looked like me that had a truck or a business or any, you know, you always heard when it came to government companies and stuff like that, or even just anything besides driving, that it was too hard. You know, you didn't get information. People wanted to pull information in and didn't want to share. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's important. Like, I mean, I don't understand why we don't understand that all we got is each other. And I mean, I'm saying that on that end of the spectrum, but on the very positive end, all we got is each other and that's all we need. If everybody just reaches back, even if you just reach back one time, it's going to make it a lot easier for everybody. I cannot spend $7 trillion by myself. I don't even have the desire to like take it that far. You know what I mean? But I don't want to be the only one that's the only millionaire. I don't want to be the only one that's successful. You know, people are a lot of us are raising children. I'm single. You know, I have two kids. And although I do very well, it's still a challenge because there's two of them and there's one of me. So no matter how much money you have, you still need that support. So if I can support another woman to be able to raise her kids, you know, the correct way or whatever she wants to do, send them to private school or homeschool them or whatever, you know, I'm happy to be able to pass that along. So it's just very important that we give back. I mean, it's only right.
Yes, thank you so much. This I want to go to one of the questions. Well, actually, let me go to my own question before I go to one of the other questions. What has been the most rewarding part for you?
I think for me, the most rewarding part is like initially when I first decided to do this, I was a little apprehensive because you have to put yourself out there, you know, being on social media, being on Front Street, you know, it was like a little bit of a like, you know, I was apprehensive because I didn't start out, you know, all bomb. Like I didn't even start out like, oh, I'm gonna teach people how to do this one day. That is not how I started out. So when I had, you know, discovered certain things and I was like, I think I can teach people how to do this. I think I can do that. I did not know that along my journey, I was going to be affected the way I was by people, just meeting them. Just when you share information with a person and you see their entire mindset shift, when you see their wheels really start to turn, that's something that nobody can take away from them. So just even how I work, you know, on my social media side, I apply the knowledge from my contracting side on the same way I do on my other side. So I'm still continually working smart. You know, I'm continually assessing where I am and how things can be better. And I pride myself on that. You know, every 2-3 weeks, I'm fine tuning every day. You know, I'm seeing what can work better. So just in that regard, you know, it's been so rewarding to like just see the light come on with somebody, you know, and like literally once that light comes on, it's not going to go off. So for me, it's just the paradigm shift, you know. Having somebody look at themselves as a worker and now they're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm the boss. Having people, you know, get registered in Sam's, having women, black men, black business owners get registered in Sam's, that is huge. Automatically, that means if they need something, they can call you and give it to you. So a lot of people in my program or otherwise, or you out there listening that are going to be affected by this, you're going to win just because you took my advice on one step. You know, I can't wait to hear the stories 2-3 years down the road. So for me, it's just rewarding as a whole to see somebody's mindset shift, you know?
And it's funny that you said mindset because Teresa, thank you for tuning in, Teresa. She said it's a mindset. And so it's funny that you literally just said that. She said, I ain't leaving nothing on the table, okay? So she said she's coming to your class.
Come on, Teresa, girl. You better hurry and get these tickets, Teresa, because look.
Yes, because they are going fast.
I have to get a bigger room. I did not really know that many people were going to book. Like, I was like, okay, maybe 10 will come. You just don't know. You know, people show you love, but as you're moving around the country, you know, I can't be everywhere at one time. So to have, 47 people and I still have two more. Let me just say this. I only had 23 days to even promote this event. So to have that many people, and again, I said about 10, my room could really only hold 20, to have 47 people right now in county show where I have to get a bigger room is like pretty monumental, you know? So I'm just excited. Teresa, come on, get your ticket, girl.
Yes. So Miss LaMonica says, do you have to be in business for a minimum number of years to qualify for AA status?
Okay, so initially it was, when I came into 8A about 3 years ago, the requirement was that you had to be in business for 2 years. Now they have a 1 year waiver, I'm sorry, which basically you can bypass the 2 year waiver.
Okay, thank you for that. And thank you for asking. Y'all are asking some great questions. We only have about 15 minutes, y'all, so y'all better get these questions in because she is a busy woman, and we thank you. Like, again, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on. And This show is going to have a replay on the She Trucking podcast. It's going to be on every podcast platform, and the live will continue to be up so you can search for it and share it. I need y'all to share this video out. Share it out. If you have not shared it out, I'm actually going to go look at some people that's watching pages, and I don't even see them sharing. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what's wrong with this industry for so long, that people don't want to share information, and it can start here by sharing this video. If you can't share this on your page, you know, it's crazy to me. You don't want to help someone else. So that's, but it's okay. That's why I'm finding people who do want to help people, who I am going to ask to help me as well build my company. So this is who I'm going to choose as well, just because everyone always asks me, who do I go to? Who do I go to? So listen, here's my go-to lady. And she's here giving you all the gems that you need. And hey, we can make it all together. So let me answer some of these. Akil, I might pronounce your name wrong. Akil Ali, Miss Ali. She said, do we need to own a truck to get started?
No, I literally sold I said that earlier. I had 5 trucks and I had 5 specialty trailers. So I had a lot of equipment. Okay. I also had a yard I was paying rent on, had insurance, had drivers, had everything that, you know, a trucker has, because I had a trucking company. Well, I still do have a trucking company. No, I was able to sell all of that. And now I make more doing less. Again, it's not about what you can do with your own 2 hands. It's about what you can get done. So use it to your advantage. Why are you going to go run out here as one person and try to get, you know, build it brick by brick by? You don't even have the machine. You don't have the mortar. You don't have the little spat thing you need. You don't have the wheel, but you don't have anything you need to go out here and try to build this thing hand by, you know, one brick at a time by hand. So why do we do the same thing in business? Why do we run out with one brick, you know, one little, whatever you call it, and try to build a whole, you know, high rise building? Nobody would do that. So then why would you do it the same way with a business?
So y'all, I see what they saying. You have to put the compass circle. I'm gonna, so in the descriptions, I actually wrote that wrong. So that's my fault. I'm gonna make it big on here so y'all can see it. But it's the compass circle, and I'm gonna pull her website up again just because y'all are asking. And I want to commend you all for taking that step to be able to get things in order and get things right, because this is 2020 and it's time. It's past time. It is time. Okay, here we go. We got that. That's the website. It's thecompasscircle.com. And I'm going to pull her website back up again so y'all can see. And if you want to go over one more time, thank you so much, Missy, for sharing. Thank you, Renee, for sharing. Michelle asks, how do I register for the class?
Okay, so if you go to the website, www.thecompasscircle.com, the first tab will say Atlanta Masterclass. You can either book that way, or if you come to my DM, you can book that way also, which is at the Compass Circle on Instagram. Either way is fine. Whatever, you know, you prefer to do. And you can book the class right on the site. Or if you you need to book it, if you want to pay through Cash App, Zelle, or Venmo, you can just DM me and do it. But if you want to pay by card or Stripe, you can do it right off the site. So again, the website is www.thecompasscircle.com.
Thank you so much. I'm going to kind of, 1 second, y'all. I just want to go on here one more time. Thank you for sharing, Miss Ali. Thank you, Miss D. Like I said, this is definitely a class that you definitely want to be a part of. She has so much information. Like I said, she can help you get started. Once again, let's go over you of all the services that I'm sorry. Let's go over all the services that you offer as well.
Okay, so again, we do, initially when you come to me, we're going to have to do a consultation. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all answer for everybody. I need to, you know, talk to you and assess and just see where you are and what you have going on. So initially, we would do a consultation. After the consultation, depending on where you are in your journey, I may suggest that you get the 8A certification so we can help with 8A certifications as well as other government certifications. Also, again, we talked about the presentation, the capability statement, and the website. That is paramount. I cannot explain to you guys how important that is. You cannot bid on a government contract. You can't even get the attention of any real, you know, conglomerate company to give you anything if your presentation is not together. I cannot tell you guys how many times I've had trucks. Now, at my pinnacle, the most I've had at one time is 5 trucks. But of course, you know, with 5 trucks, none of them were ever running all at one time, except for maybe like once, because repairs and things like that. So with that situation being the case, nobody knew that my, you know, I had 2 trucks now. When I'm passing you out my capability statement, it's got my codes, my certifications, my blah, 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 and this and that. You don't know that I've got a truck down at the yard. You don't know that I've got a driver in the hospital. All you know is this is my presentation. Oh, she showed up. She was professional. Oh, look what she gave me. Oh, capability statement. They're going to be looking at you in a whole nother light because they can't even believe that you know what a capability statement is. How about that? So you start to present yourself, you know, in a more professional way. So we help with that. Also, a lot of times you guys won't know what the government buys per se. So we'll help you with that too. You might be sitting at home watching this video right now. You're like, oh, this sounds good, but I don't have anything to offer. Yes, you do. You can sell the government supplies. If you need to just get started, you can sell them supplies. You can sell them food. You can sell them small little services to get your feet wet. So we help with a multitude of those things. We also have a mentorship program. It's called the Blueprint. If you want to learn how to do proposals, if you want to really learn what this government contracting thing is really about, we do weekly live classes with me on a Zoom call where we're all on the call together learning. That's every Thursday at 7:00. We have our own private Facebook group where we do something similar to hear what you guys do, but it's just a learning environment. And then I also have curriculum and videos and courses that you guys, if you want to work independently and I'm not there, there's videos to accompany each one of those modules. So you don't have to do this thing alone. Nothing is stopping you at this point but your own self, because I'm totally available. I'm willing. I'm ready to help you guys. And that's just a few things, you know, we offer. We also do classes. Again, we're doing this class in January. So, I mean, you name it, we do it, and we'll be in a city near you.
So can you go a little more in detail as well about your courses?
Okay, so the course is pretty much, let's just say you're a person, you're looking at this video, and you're like, okay, this sounds good, but I don't know. Literally, we take you from no business at all if you're there. I'm talking about no company name, no EIN, no nothing, all the way to getting a contract, like, and anything in between. Or if you're already up and running and you're like, this is working, but this ain't working for me. We literally walk you through step by step. It would take me a week to talk about, you know, all the nuances involved in that. But what's most important is you're basically going to do business with somebody who doesn't speak the same language as you. So you need somebody to interpret and to teach you the language. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach you how to speak their language. I'm going to teach you how to read their language. I'm going to teach you in 5 minutes how to go on a proposal and to determine if you even want to mess with it or not. Again, a lot of us don't have 10 people in a, you know, in an office that can go out here and find us contracts. A lot of us are just in situations where it's just you yourself, or it's maybe you and a partner. So you really have to maximize your time. You can't spend all day on these government websites trying to figure out if this is a good job or not. So you need somebody who can show you how to be quick and efficient and effective in what you're doing. So A to Z, I take you, you know, at the infantile stage all the way up until, I have one guy I work with. He's been doing business for 20 years. He's been a sub on federal projects, but just was too afraid to step out. So, I mean, we have a multitude of, you know, tiers where you can come in at. And my thing is, I don't want anybody to be intimidated. I was stifled for like 2 months because I was so intimidated by doing business with the government. So my main thing is that you're at ease and that you feel comfortable and that you can do this. So that's number one, you know. So the intimidation factor is gone out of the window. Outside of that, once you really understand the level of where you are and what you're really doing, then we can get on the definitions and the technical aspect. But you need somebody to really walk you through and to encourage you and to make you feel like you can do it at the same time also. So it's just a one-stop shop to get you guys either start it or to maximize and scale you up.
I want to talk about something while we got this course and stuff up. Actually, I'm gonna bring the screen bigger. You know, people pay for what they want. You get what I'm saying? And so someone inboxed me and it kind of disturbed me. And most courses, first of all, are between $6,000 to $1,000. I've seen them into $1,000 to $2,500. So what she's giving you is a great value at a great price, first of all. So people pay for what they want. And I see them pay for things that don't even take them to the next level. You come back, you're still the same person that you were before you left. But then someone's trying to give you some knowledge. And you want to sit here and talk. I just don't even understand that. It's crazy to me. We spend $200 on Jordan, okay? On shoes. You literally, truck drivers make $1,000 a week. So a course like this, literally, you need to save $100 for the next 3 weeks. It needs to be every minority, every woman in this class. And I'm going to make sure that I'm in the class as well, that I'm down there supporting as well. And because there's no reason for us to be in the same position that we was in last year. So I just want to say that because, like I said, I didn't.
And 9 times out of 10, sure, not to cut you off, but it's always the people who aren't doing anything. They got so much to say about the person that is. First of all, if you were maximizing your time and teaching somebody something or adding value to the collective, you wouldn't even be paying what somebody else is doing any mind. So that kind of just shows. My mom has this saying, she always says, consider the source. And I do that heavily. So if you are really out here, you know, sharing your information with somebody, I don't have any time in my day to go in anybody's inbox about what anybody else is doing. I don't have the time, you know?
Right.
So let's just, you know, keep that in mind.
Exactly. And it's so crazy to me because I could just keep this to myself.
Look at us
all across the board, trying to make sure that so many people have this information.
I could be in Hawaii with a pineapple, you know, sipping out of a pineapple right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, really. So, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, you're going to have people that are going to say things and they're going to sit there and be in the same situation next year and the year after. You know, next year I'm probably going to have $10 million in my pipeline. And I mean, do we want to talk about it then? I mean, so you just got to keep doing what you're doing and knowing what you're here for and knowing who you're here to help. And you just got to go with it.
And I just want y'all to know, too, this is a real life situation. This is not something she's talking about and manifesting in. She's telling you things that she's experienced and been through and she's helping so many people. I want to encourage you to follow her on Instagram. Follow her on here on Facebook as well, because you will see the work that she does. Listen to the Truck and Hustle podcast and listen to her story as well. I mean, that's the first place that I heard you was on the Truck and Hustle podcast. So it's an honor to have you on today.
Thank you. It's an honor. And I mean, I post real receipts. Like, I could be on Instagram flexing in Dubai. You know, I could be out, you know, doing whatever. But to me, it's like, life is like a Sims game. Like, really, the internet is like a Sims game. You basically, you know, you beam in, you pick a character, and you do whatever you want to do. Some people are there to be bums on the street. Some people are there to be librarians. Some people are there to be police. I just decided to organize people and to teach women and minorities how to get some money. You know, that's what I beamed into the Sims game to do. If I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be an asset to any place I am. That's all I'm coming with is love and help. So I would say just like, let's, you know, tune out the white noise that doesn't add any value. And let's just stick to, you know, helping one another and being positive.
Absolutely. So on that note, I want you to drop your link again because we almost been on here an hour. I think we have gave some great information. Is there anything else that you would like to share before we get out?
No, I just want you guys to know, I mean, like, I know that the average person is not talking about government contracts. I know that. I didn't even find out about it through any one person. I just kind of like heard about it and started Googling. You guys are walking around with a cell phone in your hand all day long. So Why not use the cell phone? You know, I know it could be a little, you know, skeptical when you hear people talk about big figures, especially when you don't really think that you can get those big figures, or you're like, okay, well, I'm over here. How am I going to get way over here? But aligning yourself with people who have already done what you want or are where you want to be is a great way to do that. If you don't want to take my advice or, you know, listen to what I have to say, just Google it for yourself. You know, you don't have to. I did this with no help. So if I can do it with no help, and I'm on the internet blasting about it every day, and you just catch wind of it, you don't have to come my way. I mean, research it. But 2020 is a real thing. There is really a lot of, I'm talking about, people say, oh, the hair care industry is a $1 trillion industry. Well, guess what? Contracting is a $1 trillion industry. You tell me how many industries you know that are trillions of dollars. So I just gave you a jewel right there. I would just say, you know, scale up, get this money. I am a living testimony of somebody who did not know what they were doing, who has done very well in this industry. Just by proxy of me sitting here, I've already won. I don't really know anybody else that looks like me, my age, my demographic, who has a pipeline like mine. Most of the time when I go to places, it's always older white men, or it's like the one older Black lady, and it's always the one older Indian lady. There's never really body kind of like fresh, fly, hip, doing it, you know, kind of like youthful, but still getting to the money. I never see that person. I never see anybody that looks like my culture, hoop earrings, you know, little weave, whatever, you know, nose ring. I never see anybody that looks like me. So I teach this according to the way we talk to one another. We don't walk around spitting out fart clauses to one another. That's not what we do. So I talk to you very regular, just like I'm talking to you now, and I bring it down to your level. What you guys, once you start researching, will find is when people start breaking down government contracts to you, all they do is come at you at a very technical angle. So you're going to leave with information overload and not even understand what you just said in a 2-3 hour or 4 hour class to get. So it has to make sense conceptually. That's why I teach conception first. If you understand, you know, the concept and what's going on, then it's easier to digest that information. It's easier to see where you are, you know, on the scale. And it's just easier to be able to visualize yourself doing this. So I get it in a very real way. But most importantly, it's real money in real time. It's a real thing. It's not anything I heard about or somebody told me about. It's something that I live every single day. Use it, go faster and farther than I have.
And before you go, I want you to leave us a quote. I always ask everyone to leave a quote at the end. I think something is wrong with the sound on this. So we're gonna end this. Can you hear me? Okay, so our sound is messing up. Y'all let me know if I can hear us. But I wanted you to share the feeling that you felt when you were rewarded $1 million, $5.5 million. So I lost her, y'all. So bear with us. Her signal was messing up. But anyway, we're gonna end the show. If she come back on, I'm gonna bring her back on because I do want her to share the feeling. I mean that she felt, but. Thank you all for tuning in today. Yeah, it's a lot of static. Thank you, Ms. B. Thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you all for sharing the video. I'm going to bring more people on as time goes on that can be able to help you all succeed. Like I told y'all, we all are in this together, and I feel like it's important to share knowledge, and that's why I'm coming to you, making sure that I bring people in front of you that can help you, okay? So, as you know, I am She Trucking, the founder of She Trucking, and this was the Women Empowerment Podcast. Normally, our podcast is located on Blog Talk Radio and also all over the other platforms of podcasts. So, make sure you tune in live every Sunday. This Sunday, we have Ms. Sheena Johnson coming on. She has a book called The Christian Entrepreneur. It's going to be hosted by Kenyette. So this Sunday, make sure you tune into the live podcast on Blog Talk Radio. So this is going to be another excellent show. Every week, we're going to keep empowering you. We're going to keep inspiring you and giving you all the tools that you need. If y'all, you know, that you need to be successful, okay? So I love Miss Renee. She said, child, you ain't playing with us. I'm not playing. The game is over. This is 2020. So it's time not to play, but to really get into action. Because like I've told my friends before, my family, I don't want to be broke again. And that's why, and I don't want people around me broke, okay? And that's exactly why I'm giving you all the resources and all the tools that you need. I'm trying to go over and beyond to bring people on this platform. So that's my whole thing. I don't want to see no one struggle, and I don't want to struggle myself. And I will eventually come on here by myself and tell y'all my story so you can understand my passion. So, but thank you all for tuning in. Every Sunday, if you want to play this, you can also replay this video. Hashtag replay on here and share it to someone. Share it with someone. Or it's going to be on the audio. You can go to Spotify, download Spotify, and you can also get it as well. I want to say that we also have the apparel on SheTrucking.com now. So the apparel is on SheTrucking.com. People have been asking me, where do I get your podcast to hear the shows? You can get it right on Spotify. You can go to Google Podcasts or Spotify. Shout out to Trucker Tools as well. Shout out to Trucker Tools. Definitely download the Trucker Tools app. Download the Trucker Tools app on your phone so you can be able to find places to park, truck stops, safe places, because it's winter time. As y'all are all on the road, and you know it's hard to find parking. They have a lot of real-time parking places. If you're on operator, they do have a load board and they have navigation. So make sure that you download in the Trucker Tools app, okay? Trucker Tools app. So yeah, I need y'all to like, subscribe. Please comment on this video and let us know you're watching. Because if I feel like no one's listening, then I'm going to stop doing it, you know? And I'm just being honest. It will be, you know, so make sure you're sharing. Make sure you're commenting and let us know that what we're doing is something that you want, okay? Because it's giving you value. So once again, thank you all for tuning in. Let me play my song because this was a great show. And thank you to Miss Compass Circle. Her website is The Compass Circle. I'm so honored to have her on. Sorry that we lost her at the very end. We'll get her back on. We'll definitely get her back on. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. And this is the... So I'm going to... Well, shoot. My little song is acting up right now. I don't know what's going on with technology, y'all, but this is live. And I like to bring y'all live shows, nothing pre-recorded, so you'll know that it's real, okay? And sometimes I just have to get completely 100% real with everybody. And I got to. Well, you know what? That's who I am, period. So that's 100% me. So I didn't want to pre-record anything for you so you can, you know, I want it to be 100% real. I want you to understand and feel and see people that looks like you and know that you can do it too. Okay. On that note, thank you so much, Miss Jessica. Thank you, Miss Z. Thank you, Renee. Yep, that's truckertools.com. You can just download the app. Once again, you can just download the app. And like I said, thank you for tuning in. My song won't play tonight. I don't know what's going on, but we'll talk to y'all on Sunday. Once again, if y'all don't know who I am, I'm Sheree Moore. I'm the founder of She Trucking. And if you don't know what She stands for, it stands for Sisterhood, Helping, Empowerment, and Trucking.